Zionsville Mayor Democrat Emily Styron took office in January and made economic development a focus for 2020. Styron is only the second elected mayor of Zionsville, and WFYI's Taylor Bennett interviewed her about her goals and the upcoming projects centered around Creekside Corporate Park.
Creekside is one of those areas where I felt like we were underperforming, and so in the first, really even before we walked in the door, we had a transition team going in and trying to uncover some of the reasons why. And we learned that we really were the ones that were holding ourselves back. We had an arbitrary number that we were relaying to companies that they had to build a building at a certain price. And we eliminated that barrier. We own the land. So we started talking through, tell us what your financial situation is like, what your goals are, how do we work together so that you create a corporate home here and we stay aligned with our long-term goals of having corporate investment in our community and that tax base that they provide help us grow our amenities and improve our infrastructure. And we've had those conversations for a month now, and I'm hoping that in the next several weeks we will have new tenants announced in Creekside.
So you talk about new tenants and creating jobs for local residents there.
We really are, and we're just at this peak of having very committed and interested parties, but we're not over that that wave where we can announce any details.
Do you ever feel like maybe it could grow too fast and lose that small town feel and charm that people want to move there for?
I definitely think that protecting our sense of place is a primary role that I have to play, that our assets are our school system, our natural passive areas, and our sense of place. And because the village, that few square miles in the corner of our 70 square mile town, is the defining feature of that. What my goal is to not just protect the sense of place that the village residents and the village community provide, but to look outside of that area and start to look, are there other opportunities where we can build that same sort of sense of place and character in other other corners of Zionsville? We annexed a lot of rural areas in order to create a mayor's position, but I'm not sure we've really gone into those areas and talked to those community constituents and asked, what can we do to enhance and illuminate your sense of place and to tie Zionsville together across that entire 70 square mile area? You'll see in the months ahead, we're going to really create a wayfinding program where people start to understand through signage, through directional markers, through the trail system, this common look and feel that this is where Zionsville is. And here's a marketplace facility. Here's a community, recreation spot. And that you begin to get this sense of, oh, this whole place is Zionsville. It's not just that gorgeous downtown area.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you so much.
That was Zionsville Mayor Emily Styron speaking with WFYI's Taylor Bennett.